It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 267.
What's happening?
It's Wednesday.
It is hump day.
11 a.m. A little bit later than normal.
Yeah, well, we're waiting upon the arrival of a brand spanking new camera, which is so fucking cool. Like, people probably don't give a shit listening, but think about that time you've purchased something, you've been thinking about it for ages, everything's changing.
The coin?
It's not the coin. It's something
similar feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's an energizer. I don't know if, like, these things are constructed by our minds. And so, for instance, get the new camera, we'll do more work.
There'll be another problem, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll be the fact that we need new MacBook Pros or something.
to run the bastard.
Well, that's always the hard thing. I remember when starting my business, Brie was like my stakeholder. So if I wanted to get something big, I'd have to prove my case to her.
Yeah.
And so now we do that for each other.
Is the chase to get is the thought and the sort of research and all of this better than when you actually get the thing? So you want that car and then you get in the car, you're like, I've actually made this car stink. I farted in it that much. I thought it was the best car ever before I got in it.
And then the stinky reality sets in.
I'll tell you something pretty funny. Amy even got my brother in on this about my farting behaviour. My farting habits, or just me doing farts. I don't think I have a strict habit about it. Although, Amy's like, when you fucking get into the car, it's when you fart. Can't you fart outside of the car?
That's true. It's the equivalent of having fish and chips in the car. You know, whenever you get fish and chips in the car the next morning, it's like,
you're a monster. Actually, I'm calling the Gronk.
You're a
like
Gronk.
The kettle black, calling it kettle black. No, so I will say, because I did think about why in the car, mate, hips are aligned, your belly sort of pushes in, you're like, got one.
I think it's also it's because it's a secret. I feel like the car is this secret area. I pick my nose. Do you pick your nose much?
Yeah, I'd pick my nose, but I get that I'm traveling and there's people around, so I'm conscious. If I did it, I then sort of have a moment of consciousness where I'm like, fuck, someone's around. Someone's seeing me this.
Well, I rarely have that, and so I'll just be going quite fucking disgust. The other thing too, the bad habit is like biting my nails, peeling them, and then just sort of like opening the car window and just sort of
letting them out. I'm a big fucking advocate for don't be a Gronk, don't litter.
But that's
your
okay.
Nails break down. Like it'd be like spitting on the ground.
Spitting on the ground is disgusting.
Bad comparison. It's like throwing a banana into a garden. Okay. There's it breaks down.
Yeah.
And so does that. But spitting's Gronk move.
The whole banana in the garden reminds me, we're house sitting again. Mm. This is the third time for this house and we look after their dog.
Josh isn't a full-time house sitter if you're just wondering.
I am or I'm not?
He's not.
I'm not.
But if you have an extended house sitting requirement, I'm sure he can postpone finding a lease for himself and his missus.
I got back when middle of October and it's been... We still haven't moved into a place and we're looking today at a rental property. But anyway, the looking after the dog, for whatever reason, when I take the dog out, he always finds food and then he ends up he can't handle it because he's not used to eating the shit that he eats while he's with me. So he fucking ends up doing the most revolting shit.
Are you not pulling
his lead?
Disciplining him?
When going to the park, I don't have a lead on him. Which is probably risque, but he...
It's actually illegal in some parks.
Maybe. But anyway, so there was the first time it was chips and sauce. He ate, he found in the garden bed and was just eating it.
Before you go further, solution, lead. He won't go.
A lead.
Yeah, a lot of people walk their dogs for miles on a lead without letting them off.
But so I want still him to dance around. Like I want him to move around the park. Anyway, 2 days ago he found... mango on the ground and he was just
the middle bit
the whole someone had cut up every single time he eats. I'm always like, it's where a lot of dogs are. Is someone trying to kill the dog? Is someone trying to put
ready to eat piece of mango or half chewed on?
No, it was someone had a fruit salad and they didn't like mango and they've just put six bits of mango just around the park, and so Archie the dog was just eating all of it. And anyway, the next normally he goes out to shit, but he just shit sort of in the front and it was Bree was like, she said she had to hose it because she wakes up before me. She actually had to hose the whole patio down. It was that bad because you couldn't just pick it up.
My brother's very much like, what did you feed him to about his dog? What did you feed her to girl dog?
I could have a dog,
but he's very specific. But it's a bitch. It's the real definition of a bitch. Okay. But he's very particular because he knows this happens. I think you're not a dog owner. You've got part-time dog
responsibilities.
Dog responsibilities, and you're fucking them up.
The one thing that I would have a dog if I could just feed it dry food.
Yeah.
The wet food is where it's fucking disgusting.
There's heaps of people that feed dogs dry food only. Yeah. I don't need to. I met a guy in Bondi who had the best looking fucking is like a, you know those they're a Chinese or a Japanese dog that are fluffy. They're like white. They look like a little bear.
Oh yeah.
Had one of those, and we got in this conversation. He's like, I'm like, oh, what do you feed it? It's like classic. Yeah. What's the engine you can? Yeah. What do you feed it?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, so I got it on this what was it? Yeah. Turkey, what's the dried meat? What's the, you know, you love it, biltong, like...
salamis?
No, dried meat. That's like a...
Oh, you mean, don't tell me, no, don't say jerky. It. No one,
fuck. Why can't I say the thing I was thinking about?
Because you took that away from me. I was trying to dig deep and work out what it was.
It was a game.
By the way, Tom Petrovsky is the finance guy that we're trying to think of, by the way. Wayne Peters, thanks for your email. Also, Mum texted me.
Yeah.
We called her and tried to find out what it was, and she texted and just said Tom Petrovsky.
So this guy had this dog on a strict jerky diet, dried meat, 6 times a day, little pieces, and he said, I used to feed it like wet food and dry food. Mm. This thing's coat, that's right. I was like, this thing's coat was, it looked
the dog.
Like a billionaire's fur coat.
I didn't know where you were going there.
It looked like a billionaire's fur coat that had been manicured, like, you know, all of that, like so prestige. And I was rubbing this thing just like, this is amazing.
When is it okay to own a fur coat?
Depends who you are. If you're you, never. If you're me, I'm probably pretty inappropriate and thoughtless in that stuff. Maybe I might.
Well, we bought a bunch of, talking about inappropriate and thoughtless, we were getting some SD cards yesterday for our new camera, and Mr. 97 came in with me to Scorp Tech, which is a great little camera shop. Yeah. Oh, sorry, a computer shop.
Great prices. And, not just even a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Another thing that I actually wanted to bring up today, that not a sponsor, but I thought I could give recommendations for things that I love.
Sure. I mean, we do that anyway.
Microfiber cloths. Is that what you'd call this?
Yeah.
They come in a 4-pack. I got these from Chemist Warehouse. Yeah. I haven't found anything that does a better job of cleaning my glasses.
Not a problem I've ever had to
Coles and Woolies have them too. Microfiber cloths, get them today.
Yeah.
But the
Scorp Tech, you were in there,
yeah,
Mr. 97.
I got 8 SD cards and I said, can I just have a bag? Mm. And Mr. 97 in his teenage voice was like, oh, why do you need a plastic bag?
Yeah.
And I was
is that how you said it, Mr. 97?
Yeah.
Nah, it's how he said it. It's how he said it.
Because the thing is, the voice is in your ears, so you can't tell what you sound like, but that's what you sound like. And so he had a good point. And it just reminded me of, it gave me perspective of, like, you know when your parents say something a bit racist or they say something that's just a bit off?
Yeah.
I was like, this is my moment. Mr. 97 is the young person schooling me on, that's not how we do it now, son.
Yeah. I agree. And I do the same thing. The plastic bag thing at the supermarket is actually working for me.
Well, we're having to carry so much shit home.
Yeah.
Have you actually ever brought a plastic bag, like a bag?
Now, based on how many times I've fucking carried home with a baby, the thing's full, like the pram. It's like, fuck this. Mm. Bring a bag. And so, I mean, actually, no, I took one plastic bag down. Heaps of people have like taken – in Australia, the supermarket's enforced. You need to pay for plastic bags.
A good policy.
Which, across a year, you're probably paying a fuckload if you're getting the amount of bags. The thing is that you can use them a couple of times.
No, it's like if you get one a day and it's 10 cents a day, you're only spending $30 a year.
One a day. You haven't done a family shop? Like, we've been doing shops. This is interesting. Like, I remember Mum and Dad, and you probably did as a kid, the big shop on a Sunday.
So we weren't a big shop family. Mum was when I was younger, like she took a big time off of, like she was always like part-time working or whatever, so she had a bit of time. So the thing was always going to Endeavour Hills Shopping Centre.
Okay, so it was like a...
And you used every single day. So that's how we'd get new baked goods. That's how I could go through six fucking donuts a day, was because mum kept fucking renewing the... Yeah. If we had a big shop, like I've never had to like think, okay... The chocolates need to last me for a week.
I never thought about it like this. There is some level of responsibility for your own life doing the big shop on a Sunday. It takes
something
time.
A bit doomsday preppy about it.
No, I actually just think it's smart. We've been saving shitloads of money, but we
How?
Do it by thinking ahead, not eating out, not like we've literally not eaten out every weekdays. Weekends are different, but we prep meals and freeze meals and have it all good for the week, so we know. It is one of those things, and I know why it happens, and I never even thought about this. Mum did it. When you have a fucking kid, it is horrible to be scrambling. Like, it's anxiety producing, like, fuck, we don't know what to eat. We got to go down the shop. When you're solo with no baby, it's like, we'll just fuck it. We can go out until 9.
But my lunch, not yesterday, the day before, was it? Yeah, on Monday, was literally like my lunchtime, my 45 minutes, my hour was actually spent walking around Coles, the shopping, like one of the supermarkets here, panicked about what to buy. And just a real insight, I ended up with a punnet of strawberries, a block of cheese and some salami because I couldn't find the I was on the phone to my friend, said, where do they keep the gherkins?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Where do they keep the gherkins?
Gherkins are in the aisle. They're not refrigerated. Were you thinking they were refrigerated?
No.
They were in the aisle at the canned vegetable section.
Yeah.
Probably near the black beans and the corn. Potentially near the tomato sauce.
That's what he said. He says probably near the tomato, like the canned tomatoes.
Yeah. And so we've been going to the same supermarket, but when you do those bigger shops, there's a lot of shit that you, like you got $150 worth of.
Is that how much
goods.
You're spending?
Yeah, 100 to 150 gets us through a full week of food. That's pretty fucking good.
This
I
is the problem. Bree and I feel like.
What's that? Two nights of Uber?
Yeah.
Uber Eats?
Well, the problem is that we once decided that we were going to cook something. We did a chili con carne, got the ingredients. We spent $70 on this one night of chili con carne and actually made enough chili con carne for like fucking 8 people.
Yeah, it's what you do though.
But
so
at
you
the
can
time,
freeze it.
I wasn't doing leftovers.
I've met a few people like you, the non-leftover people. One of my brother's best mates, Andy, like I used to PT him. Yeah. And we'd talk about food and all this stuff.
Was Andy like, overweight?
No. He wasn't overweight, but he was wanting to get ripped or get strong. And one of his things was talking about food. What do you cook at night?
What does he cook?
He cooks things, whatever, random stuff, meat, veg. But he's like, I will not do leftovers. And I was like,
there's something disgusting about it. I'm sure there's been
like leftovers. What define leftovers? Because is leftovers slop from a plate where you've just had a bunch of stuff and then you put it onto the thing? I don't like that.
The thing
probably
is,
tastes all right.
The thing is, and this one I need to get over, but I remember as a kid thinking that certain things tasted like the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
It's not like even a category of food, but there's something in the fucking fridge that's getting onto everything.
It's also how you're packaging them. Like if you just whack a bit of Glad wrap over the top, chances are it'll have a bit of that. Mm. There's a few things. Broccoli.
I'm a hypocrite.
Broccoli you cannot fucking, like for me that makes me sick.
Yeah.
I don't like, but I'll eat it, but it's fucking disgusting the next day.
What was it? Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Well, see,
like
I'm a hypocrite.
Steamed broccoli.
I'm a hypocrite because I'll have pavlova. I'll have any dessert. Yeah, yeah. Any dessert feels like the sweetness is going to cut through.
Yeah. I mean, sugar things last longer than, say, a piece of meat.
And sugar in general, Bree's been pointing out like how much I'm just an addict when it comes to sugar because she's like, you don't even... So we asked, you know, the other day we were talking about with this house sitting, Bree sent a message and asked if we could have some of the chocolate
in
the fridge.
You actually sent the message?
Bree messaged, yes.
Well, you bullied her into it.
Well, the thing is she didn't ask about the orange chocolate.
I'd probably do
she only
same.
Asked about there was some equivalent of like favourites or celebrations type of thing, a box.
Eat it, replace it.
Well, that's the thing, but the amount of shit that we're starting to have to replace, we're having to do a big fucking shop. And so, but I did panic because this girl who was staying at these people's house, she was saying that she needed to pop in to grab some stuff she left. And it turns out that it was food.
And
I was on the couch. And she's like, oh, no, I'm actually, Bree's like, oh, did you leave your bag upstairs? She goes, no, I'm just getting some food from the fridge that I left. And I was like, uh-oh. Because I didn't only eat the chocolate, but I was sort of just whatever was sort of there. There were some Ferrero shares in like a little bowl, only three. I can't have the stuff. But the thing is that Bree's criticism is that I just eat. And before I've even finished that one, I'm like on to the next
one. It's unconscious eating. I know, but it's a spiral. I do the same. I cannot have anything in the house.
These people had a whole, not like a fun size M&M bag, like a normal big size M&M thing, just unopened.
I had it as a snack last night. Yeah, see, I don't know how people keep stuff in their house. But this is cutting it off at the head. You're in someone's house. You're obviously going to eat it.
And even if I get healthy alternatives.
You're a junkie.
Because what I did is I went and got those Keep It Cleaner balls. Yeah,
probably no better.
Thing is, I ate three of them and then I was like, you know what? There's only Skittles left and then we're completely out of shit in the house.
There's something about healthy food that people think they can eat lots of. You know, like you make a protein slice. You eat fucking the whole tray.
Well,
you've
it's like
eaten
when we're outside
probably 10 meals.
Mr. 97's house and we had the chocolate and peanut butter thing.
Yeah. We're going deep. Mm. We're going deep into the psychology. I'm looking for, like, I think you can tell a lot by someone's fridge about the type of person they are.
You can learn a lot about how I was brought up and why I am in every regard based on mum and dad's
Josh
fridge.
It doesn't have to be who you are.
Yeah. But you know, I've realized.
Do you get that?
But
though?
The thing is, the more I get older, the more I realize I'm similar to my dad.
Yeah. Like, are you happy about that, or are you not happy about that?
It's confronting because it's like we went over to their place after we checked out this property, and it was directly with the potential landlords, and the guy was a federal police agent.
He's a fed.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same cut through as American feds, but he's a fed. Yeah, he's a fed. Oh, well, I actually don't know what the fucking feds do.
And Bree said that he had like big art, like he definitely works out and shit.
Apparently, right, Bree, like, stop perving on the landlord.
I know. The guy was like over 50.
Did you want to give him a quick
little kiss? We haven't spoken about that on the show.
I know, that's why I say it.
Well, now you've opened a can of worms.
Mate, well, this is the Shredderfile thing. We don't have to go there. But now you need to explain. You don't need to explain.
No,
we can leave some things open and close the loop later.
No, we were catching up with someone the other day and he had such a calm presence.
Yeah.
That I just had this moment where I was like, I just want to, just on the lips, just real, like, you know when someone talks real, like, sort of softly and they're just really.
You ever kissed a bloke on the lips?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No, I haven't. Have you? I feel like you've definitely tongued.
Never just tongue. I've got no problem kissing on the lips.
I know. What was it for? Was it?
I don't want to kiss you on the lips at all. I don't know.
Is it because of my sweaty brow? But anyway, the point is
a lot of things.
The thing is, it was when we went to Mum and Dad's and we were telling them about the place. Dad's like, oh, he's definitely looked you up. He'd created this whole story about. He's like, nah, he definitely. I know the type. He would have looked you guys up and knew everything about you. I was like. This is where I get this story making shit up from. He created this
Richie,
whole story.
Thank you. It's been a lot of entertainment over the years for me.
But I'm constantly, it's a constant.
What is it? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You're a chip off the old block. Well, I'm the same with my old man.
Richie's got a toe thumb. I've got a toe thumb. What are the similarities with your, what have you taken from your parents?
What are some of my, I think my dad is, he can just get a bit, maybe a bit angry.
He doesn't seem like an angry guy.
He's definitely like, he's a dude who does yoga every morning and trains and sort of like very, you know, very fucking spiritual and connected. But there is a bit of a trait, I think, within him, a bit like a short fuse or like, like he's fuck it. One of his best things is bugger it, bugger it, bugger it.
You call
bugger
it. Which
I get. I think I'm like a bit fucking hot sometimes.
I think my dad is like, my dad's the same way. But anytime he's lifting something, it doesn't matter if it's like fucking like a kilo. It's like, what
that
the
is you
fuck
too.
Is? But he's just always like breathing heavy with that shit.
So I get a bit of that. Maybe it's aggression. Maybe it's like just this hotness about it. Not hot heat. It's like just fucking hot-headed, bit short. Yeah, which I get from him. And I see how it's happening with Bodhi. Like I watch videos back of Bodhi reacting or when he's talking to me and I'm seeing myself. Like, you know how I'm like, it's like over-exaggerated, but I legit mean it. Feels good. I think that's why I do it. But just like pissing myself at something or just like, and I see he's doing the exact same thing.
What were their eating habits like?
Oh.
They're healthy, right?
Yeah, super healthy.
Like, your dad is?
I got the back end of a real sort of health conscious mother.
And what does that mean?
Three kids.
Yeah.
In the start of the 80s mm-hmm. to, you know, me born in 88.
You're the
and
youngest.
I, by the time, you know, within the 90s, yeah. mum sort of probably come. You, I think you go into your first child with sort of thoughts around what you'll do. Mm. She, for instance, at my brother's birthday, had carob cake, which
so
is
she was already
basically
leaning
a
out.
It's a monster's cake. That's it's like
it's a troll cake.
It's a troll cake. It's guys, look at this well presented cake. Eat it. Tastes like shit. There's yeah. a fucking no sugar in it. And so my brother uses it as a bit of fucking ammo sometimes. Oh, yeah, bloody the way you brought me up. And
wait,
then,
so he was. Oh, so you got the back end in a good way.
In a good way, I got the laid back. Like,
oh, good.
But still, I've talked about getting croissants in the morning and donuts and shit like that a lot. But there was always a nice meal at night that had vegetables and what we thought was chicken. Mm. We just thought everything was chicken when we were growing up. Oh, that's chicken. Yeah.
What was it?
Could have been fish, could have been meat, could have like a steak. We just thought it was chicken. We're convinced everything was chicken. We did eat a lot of schnitzels and rissoles as kids. Oh. But so there
some
was
of the biggest fights I had with my mum was the thickness of the schnitzel, because I was just like I ended up getting very hands on with the schnitzel because I was
you
just
micromanaged
like,
a schnitzeling.
Well, yeah, because
and then you took over.
But it was just too like the oh, thing mate, is if it's thinner,
I'm with it. I'm with if it. It's if, the if you got varying heights on a schnitzel, it's annoying.
But also I remember I cut in once and there was like a vein.
That's
and ever
chicken.
Since then. No, but I'm like, if we cut it thin enough, I'm only eating schnitzel for the crumb. Aren't we? So the more crumbs we have, the thinner it is.
It depends. So I think there's good. I think
what does that mean?
Depends. You could be eating chicken for the protein, which is why
but
I
then just
used
eat
to make
fucking
schnitzel.
Chicken.
Yeah, but sometimes you need just that sort
did
of
did you ever
crumb.
Do like the coconut crumb, like the fake?
Nah, I've always done panko crumb or just a normal bread crumb, a rye crumb, some nice ones.
The big arguments Brie and I have is around plating up food.
God. The big arguments. It's actually pretty good. If the big arguments were, I don't know if we can stay together, I'd be concerned.
it's
an interesting me being concerned about that is
well,
the difference.
I want to introduce a blind, like a sort of a blind plate
yeah.
preparation. Because what I find Brie does is she says, I'm giving you the bigger one, right? That's
sure.
how she frames it.
Sure, you're 90 and so, kilos, you're and, 6 foot two.
But what she does is she'll say,
something.
Okay, this is your plate and this is my plate.
Mm.
And sure, she might pile more shit on, but the high qual stuff, so the.
She gets that.
The say if we're having chippies. The chippies that she was having would be the crisp ones and I have the fat ones. And I just started to realize, I'm like, you know what, I'd prefer, let's not talk about whose plate's whose. Let's just pile them all up and then we just take them. Because we had an incident the other day where we got some croissants from a place.
Are you both stubborn? Like, are you both wanting what you want? Because sometimes
no,
it has
Brie
to be give and take. Like, I like Amy having the good bits.
Yeah. Well, so I don't mind the chippy thing.
But I take them back anyway.
But I think that Brie gets annoyed because she's trying to do – she is communicating that I'm doing this for you. I'm giving you more. I'm like – so one example was she said she got me a piece of banana bread and she said, I gave you a big bit.
Mm.
The thing was she gave herself the end.
Mm.
I was like, oh, you got the end. She goes, yeah, I like the end. So I was like, okay. If you really loved me, you'd give me a big bit at the end.
Fucking hell. If you're single and complaining at the moment about not being in a relationship, this is what you can fucking look forward to.
But so my thing was, like, I actually,
banana bread
I
bloody debate.
The thing is, I didn't actually need the biggest bit or the end.
What if you approached it like Brie actually got the bit that she wanted and that is the 100%. Best bit about this. I
and
don't give a fuck what I got.
That's exactly how I felt. But the problem that I had with it is it's like
she sold it in as
don't you, sell it in like you're doing me any favours. You got the bit you wanted. I got the bit I wanted.
I'm not a counsellor, but just drop that bit. Just fucking be grateful.
And just say thanks.
Yeah,
I
thanks.
Guess I could.
You 100% could.
I ended up having another slice anyway. But I thought because we did have an incident where we got this croissant and we whatever how the fuck you say croissant. I'm going to say croissant. I say paella. Not paella, but I've got to say croissant.
And how you say bloody...
souvlaki?
No, there's another one. A kebab. No, there's this other one that you say. It's really interesting.
What sort of... What cuisine?
I think it's Greek. think it's
Oh, do you mean Persian?
Nah.
Tashkin Badam Jun.
Nah, nah.
Could be that.
Nah, nah. It's like it's Lebanese or a Greek. Something. It's interesting. Anyway, go on.
What could it be?
Fuck, it's interesting. I mean, I've stunted the conversation. But you get your croissant. I know, you pull the end bit.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
no,
it
no.
rips out the inside.
That wasn't the problem. Bree said, you open the fizzy water because I get it everywhere. She gets it everywhere, so she asked me to get the fizzy water, right? So I'm getting it's a new fizzy water. I open it and my tactic is quick open, quick close. And I didn't fucking get it in time and so it sprayed everywhere.
You're micromanaging everything.
No, but Bree asked me to do it, so that was all good. So that was fine. The problem was it went everywhere and some went on the croissant. And I didn't realise that one croissant got more wet than the other. I didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
And the thing was we had one small croissant and one big croissant. And I was like, you know what? Because that happened, I'm going to give Bree the big croissant. I don't say it. I just do it. Turns out the big croissant was the soggy croissant.
That was the
more wet one. So I look like the fucking asshole.
Yeah, you do.
So I eat the croissant and Bree's gone upstairs. She's cracked it.
Is there a bigger picture here?
Well, the bigger picture was we had two croissants. So when we had the second one.
No, I'm saying beyond the croissant.
When we had the second one, it was all good. So a lot of shit's going on. Anyway, we've got some email.
Oh, we got a comment on our YouTube. So if you're watching this, hello. Mm-hmm. But we've got Chad. He's written through on yesterday's episode, mm-hmm. 266. I was searching on YouTube for coffee talk show. Hasn't quite found the coffee talk show. We talk a lot of shit.
Close enough.
Sometimes coffee. And he said, he was looking at ones that were uploaded this week. He was spot on. We did upload yesterday and every weekday. And he said, watching from Kentucky, USA, keep up the great work, guys. That's fucking cool.
That's amazing. That's from Chad. Thanks, Chad. If you do want to watch us, you can watch us at youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. We got an email from Ben.
Quickly, Mason's having a panic attack.
Someone in my apartment building has a cracker of a last name and he's taken a photo of the letter and it says Cockburn, which is a very funny last name, Ben.
Wow, yeah, I think the full name, which I know you don't want to say.
Oh, you can say it, Wayne Cockburn.
Mr. Wayne Cockburn.
Why is the Wayne bit?
Because there's the Wayne Kerr, which pulls me back to that one, but this is like a different...
All right, we've got to go. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi, the dailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. Have a good one.